In the war-torn region of Ukraine, amidst the chaos and destruction, I, Sergeant Mikhail, found myself caught in a relentless battle.
Ukrainian forces reclaiming more ground in their counteroffensive against Russia.
The sounds of gunfire and explosions through the air, drowning out any semblance of peace. It was a harsh reality that consumed our lives as we fought day after day, caught in a cycle of violence. There was a village that had become a symbol of resilience and hope. In that village, I witnessed the strength and determination of its people, particularly a young girl named Katya. She possessed a spirit that defied the darkness surrounding us all. One day, as I took a moment to catch my breath amidst the rubble, I heard the faint strains of a voice. Intrigued, I followed the sound of my weary footsteps, leading me to a hidden underground shelter. Katya, her fingers deftly dancing across the strings of a weathered violin. I approached her cautiously, weariness etched on my face. "What are you doing here, playing violin in the midst of the war?" Katya looked up at me.
"Music brings solace amidst the chaos. It reminds us of our humanity, our shared longing for peace."
Her words resonated with me, striking a chord deep within my heart. I had seen horrors of war, the pain and the suffering it inflicted on both sides. Here in that moment, I realized that there was a part of me yearning for something more. A glimpse of beauty, a respite from the relentless violence.
Exclusive reporting by NBC News about the war in Ukraine. We've learned that a group of former U.S. officials held secret talks with the Russians back in April about bringing the conflict to an end.
As the days went by, I found myself drawn to shelter, seeking solace in Katya's music. One evening, as I listened to her play, tears welled up in my eyes. The melodies she conjured, painting vivid images of peaceful world, a world free from ravages of war. I approached her. My voice filled with a mix of gratitude and sorrow. "Thank you. Thank you, Katya. Your music transports me to a place I thought I had lost before, forever." Katya smiled, her eyes shining with the glimmer of hope.
"Music has a way of healing wounds and bridging divides. It reminds us that we're all connected despite the conflicts that tears us apart."
I began to question the purpose of my own role in the war. The violence had taken its toll on both sides, leaving a trail of broken lives and shattered dreams. I yearned for a different future, one where the violence melodies replaced the sounds of gunfire. Katya's music not only touched my soul, but also began to resonate with other soldiers. We started to gather in the shelter, finding solace in her melodies. The walls that divided us seemed to fade away, as the music united us in a shared longing for peace. Together, we soldiers began to question the futility of war. We dreamt of a time when our weapons would be replaced by instruments, when our battles would be fought with melodies instead of violence. Inspired by Katya's music, we shared our hopes and dreams for a better future. A future where conflicts could be resolved through understanding and dialogue. As the echoes of war continued to haunt us, we made a pact to spread our message beyond the confines of the shelter, to ignite a spark of change in the hearts of those caught in the cycle of violence. Together, we organized impromptu concerts in nearby villages. I witnessed hardened soldiers shedding tears, their stoic facets crumbling under the weight of emotions stirred by the music. Civilians too, through music, we connected on a deeper level, transcending the roles we had been assigned on the battlefield. The impact of our concerts began to spread, and soon, people from neighboring villages started to join us, bringing their own musical talents to the fore. Soldiers and civilians, once adversaries, now stood side by side. There was more to life than conflict. We found ourselves envisioning the future where our weapons would be laid down, where harmony and understanding would prevail. The power of music had ignited a flame of hope within our hearts, a flame that refused to be extinguished. The melodies we created became anthems of resilience, reminding us all that even in the darkest time, human spirit could rise above the brutality of war. We soldier musicians became ambassadors of peace. We played in the makeshift hospitals, refugee camps, and the war-torn neighborhoods. Through music, we realized that our shared humanity transcended the borders that had been drawn to separate us. We discovered that the language of music spoke louder than the language of war. We held on to the belief that one day the haunting melodies of war would be replaced by the harmonious symphony of peace. One melody at a time.
Shifting focus to a continuous coverage of the Ukraine-Russia war. A war which many thought was unimaginable in modern Europe is set to complete 500 days today. After many twists and turns through these 15 months, the Russia-Ukraine war is still raging, taking a heavy toll on the lives and the livelihoods of hundreds of thousands. Let's now take a stock of the situation and give you a roundup of all the developments that has taken place.
Hi, if you like this story, I'm linking below some of the organizations who are helping Ukraine to rebuild again. So if you would like to support those organizations, you can donate something. If you would like to support and donate, just check the description and you can just go and tap on those links and donate as much as you want. Thank you for listening to this story. If you loved the story, make sure you let us know in the review box, in the review section on Spotify, on our website, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. And that really helps me to know how you liked it or disliked it or what happened. So make sure you review and rate our show. So that's very important. And thank you for being so kind. If you're listening till this point, you have a kind heart. So thank you. And the other thing, I'm linking below some of the stories that you'd love to listen while you're traveling, while you're going on a long walk or sleeping. You know, these are stories from all different genres from our show that you can download free and listen whenever you want to. So make sure you go and check the description box and enjoy the power of storytelling. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next one.